I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. It's a big Friday, too. I got a couple things I want to talk about here in the Celebrity Trash. It's brought to you by the National First Responders Virtual Stair Climb. We're teaming up to raise money for first responders who are currently, many of them out there, fighting our fires that we're experiencing. Mm-hmm. And many suffer from post-traumatic stress injuries. This is the San Francisco First Responders Stair Climb. It's a virtual event this year because we can't meet and climb in person, but we can help raise funds for first responders. Anyone can climb, step, swim, or run from anywhere. Or you could just click the donate button. Complete the challenge from September 11th to October 11th, 2020. Go to radioalice.com/SFStairClimb and get all the information. And see the big donate button right there. Give that a good click. All right. So today is August 28th. It's the 57th anniversary of the March on Washington and Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech at the Lincoln Memorial. So today at, they're saying 11 a.m. Eastern on BET. I don't know if they, you know, adjust that so that it also airs here at 11 or if that's on at 8 a.m. this morning. But there's a March for Action, a two-hour live special focusing on the topic of police brutality in America. The special features Benjamin Crump, who is the attorney for Jacob Blake's family, the Wisconsin shooting victim. It also includes Al Sharpton, Martin Luther King III, and the families of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and Eric Garner. So that is today on BET. It's saying here 11 a.m. Eastern time. If you're looking to DVR that, you might want to check 8 a.m. our time. I'm not sure how exactly what time that's airing.
I would be really surprised if that is only carried on BET.
Agreed. I think that this is going to be something you'll be able to find elsewhere, like this one is. On OWN at 1 p.m. Eastern time, again, could be 11 o'clock or 10 o'clock our time, Oprah is hosting something called The Cultural Connection to August 28th, where she sits down with Al Sharpton and the director of Selma, Ava DuVernay, to discuss the significance of August 28th on Black history. You can stream it starting at 2 p.m. on OWN's Facebook and YouTube channel, and my guess is that probably the other special, the one that's on BET, is going to be available to stream as well at
Oprah.
Some point. Because a lot of people, she sizzles. If your cable package doesn't include the Oprah Winfrey Network, OWN, you're going to need someplace else to see it. The special also includes an August 28th short film that stars Lupita Nyong'o, Angela Bassett, Don Cheadle, Regina King, and David Oyelowo. So today, a significant day in Black history.
I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted. Every hill and mountain shall be made low, the rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together.
There's actually a, I don't have it right in front of me, but it looks like Motown is releasing, they have great audio of that entire speech, and that is going to be available for streaming starting today as well.
Cool.
So if you want to listen to that sometime today, over the weekend, whatever it is, today's the anniversary of the I Have a Dream speech. Apparently, a lot of the time when you hear that audio, it's from news outlets, etc., who captured it that day. They had the best possible capture, the best possible mics at the time. And so that is that's available now to stream. I want to say you could be on Spotify and type in I Have a Dream, and it's released like as a single. Here it is right here in front of me. Damn it. So yeah, here's what they say about the they say it's the most high fidelity recording in existence. Direct microphones, top end for the day, audio gear, and professional engineers, unlike versions that were captured in the field that day, they say, in the field. So Motown has a great recording of this, and it's available on streaming services starting today. totally different type of story. Jeff Bezos, who hit $200 billion this week in his personal fortune, would have happened earlier, but you know, he had that girlfriend that he was having an affair with, and so he broke up with his wife, and she took a quarter of the money, and, you know, could have happened earlier. Mm-hmm. But it has finally happened, and so people decided, you know what we should do? We should go to his house in D.C. and set up a guillotine. There's a bunch of protesters.
He lives in D.C.?
Well, he's got plenty of houses, I'm sure, Vinny. I mean, if I had $200 billion, I'd probably have 200 billion houses.
Oh, my gosh.
They cost a dollar, right, when you have $200 billion. The thing is, that's funny about this. It's not funny. Like, don't bring out guillotines. Like, okay, the guy has a lot of money. You know, do we have to cut off his head for it? But the story's on Bro Bible.
And they're,
it's one of those sites they're very snarky and it's funny. So some of the things, there's no real story here other than that there was a protest. You're too rich. Here's a guillotine. We're going to cut your head up, but it's like a homemade guillotine, and they made it on like a weightlifting bench. And the guys on Bro Bible say, "I don't mean to be a guillotine snob, but that thing's a total piece of garbage. I wouldn't know whether to decapitate a traitor or use it for a few sets of alternating dumbbell presses. Jesus Christ, have some pride, guys! Not a chance in hell that tiny little sail blade would actually sever Bezos's massive head. You think that junky?" Something is guillotine is getting through this neck, and they put up a picture of his giant neck. Please, you need to drop it 30 times. It'd be like cutting through the bottom stalk of an asparagus with a spoon. More mushing than beheading. Anyway, that's what's going on outside Jeff Bezos's place. I don't know what his house looks like. There's some pretty nice places in D.C. You know, a lot of politicians and lobbyists have places there. And sure. I remember seeing Obama's house, just like, I think it was in Georgetown. Isn't that right there? Like,
yep.
Just a beautiful brick, like looks like a 300-year-old house. Just beautiful. So anyway, Bro Bible, if you want to read that. And by the way, that's just the tip of the iceberg at Bro Bible, because everyone went crazy over this guillotine for some reason. They love it. R. Kelly.
I have it up here if you want
to. There it is. There's the janky guillotine. It is is definitely a weightlifting bench. And it looks like there's traffic cones and lines that you're not allowed to break. I guess that's the front of his house right there. I can't really tell. Just a sidewalk with a guillotine on it, really.
I find it hard to believe that he'd live there. I'm sure he owns the house, but I'm guessing he was somewhere in L.A. tanning.
Sure. Or, you know, somewhere, some paradise on earth, right? I mean, wouldn't you, if you hit $200 billion, wouldn't you be like, I'm taking the week off. Let's go to Hawaii.
Then again, he's not that guy. So he probably doubled down and worked even harder. Who knows?
Right. Exactly. Oh, my God. What a work ethic on that guy. Actually, I have no idea what his work ethic is. I just assume that a guy who has $200 billion.
You have to believe he's built that he works a lot.
Yeah. Or maybe he's really good at picking managers. I don't know. R. Kelly's in the news today. He is in prison, you guys.
So was he found guilty of anything, or is he waiting trial?
He's awaiting trial. Okay. Yeah. So, you know, innocent but in prison because they're not releasing him. He is awaiting trial on child sex abuse charges, and he's got fans still who like to stage protests outside the facility, like "Free R. Kelly, Free R. Kelly." I don't know what they chant, and some such thing.
All right, you know, that's something. A weird I'm sure thing they have committed to, but okay.
Sure, I agree. I do find that I think that there are lots of worthy things to protest over, but R. Kelly being in jail, I'm fine with
protesting,
that.
Protesting civil rights,
sure,
good idea.
Yeah,
protesting the incarceration of R. Kelly,
the rapist.
Yeah,
seems child like molester. You should find something better to do. But all right,
brainwasher.
You know what?
Some people don't have anything better to do. They don't believe in anything enough. You know who they believe in? R. Kelly.
All right.
So these are people who, well, we already have our thoughts about them. The people in the prison with R. Kelly, they hate it because every time the protests happen, it's not like they get to go out in the yard and interact with the protesters. The whole place goes on lockdown. So that means the inmates lose all their privilege. And when they're on lockdown, everybody goes in their cell and they lock the place down and they make sure that, you know, if one of these protesters should breach the wall, you know, dig a hole, dig a tunnel. I don't know what they're thinking. Everyone can't go running out of the prison. So one guy had enough of this. So he walked into R. Kelly's cell and started beating the hell out of him.
Mm.
R. Kelly's attorney says, it's just a dust up. He wasn't hurt too badly. They do have him in solitary now for his own protection. But I guess the other inmates there are like, enough of this. So he didn't get beat up for being a child molester. He got beat up for having fans.
All right.
So that's what you've done, fans. Maybe you should stop your protests now. Taylor Swift and Joe Alwyn, they have quietly been dating for a couple years now. And you know, it's not that she's not private. It's that every time she breaks up with someone, she writes a whole album about them. So I just assume whenever she puts out an album, oh, well, that guy must be done. But they are, according to sources, Vinny, seriously thinking about their future together. And babies! They want to load up. I want to say she's 30 and he's 29. I don't see her age in this story. But I think we heard that she just turned 30. So they're thinking about their future together. Baby's definitely part of it. Source
that's correct.
Oh, she's 30?
December.
Mm-hmm. Oh, goodness. She'll be 31
soon. 31
soon. This source says,
tick,
Taylor,
tick. They're going to start saying tick, tick to her.
Well, everyone does, right? Although you're Taylor Swift, you can save your eggs and afford a surrogate. She's got plenty of options available to her. A source says, Taylor and Joe have discussed children. She's very excited about that chapter of her life when the timing is right and comes. They are looking forward to becoming husband and wife, too. Apparently, they are talking a lot about marriage. They don't have a set deadline because no one has a set deadline for anything right now. I mean, just look at Nicole's sister. They can't pick a date because we don't really know what the dates are. 2 years from now. Vaguely 2 years from now. The two of these guys, this Joe Alwyn guy and Taylor Swift, they've been linked since 2017, and they said they made a choice to keep it out. They'd had both had enough of the public romances, I guess. And they're going
to really?
Continue.
He's had a lot of those, has he? Because I've never heard of him.
I've never heard of him either.
She started dating him, but whatever. Okay,
well,
Joe.
I know, right? Oh yes, yes. Yeah, okay, I also do not like I don't like the public scrutiny.
Right.
Uh-huh. But they decided together, Vinny. They want to stay out of the public eye. He's like, I would be in the public eye a little bit. No, we don't like that. Oh, okay. We don't like that.
Even your boy, who's the guy who dated her? Tom Berenger, the guy like Malky or Bulky or. Oh, come
Hiddleston.
On, help me out.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's.
Oh, Tom Hiddleston.
The guy
Hiddleston?
In the Thor movies.
Loki.
Yes.
Loki.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
<I'm> like,
Loki. Even that guy who is famous in his own right and does have some movies we all know about,
yes.
Even he got dizzy with the celebrity of being around Taylor Swift. He's the guy in the I Love Taylor t-shirt out there on the beach.
Someone please take my picture. I love Taylor.
The wet white tee.
So pathetic.
Oh, my God.
And that guy was a, well, maybe Joe is a celebrity. Is he in something that I just don't know about?
He's in stuff.
He's definitely an actor. But it's funny because I look at his face and I just, He reminds me of Tommy Igo. That's the only, I don't think I've ever, do you know what I'm talking about?
He's like a nice guy though, yeah.
He looks like a very nice guy. But I'm like, I know that guy. He's a drummer, right? How much?
$4 million.
And
she's worth 360.
Of course she is.
Yeah, big difference in celebrity there.
She's calling the shots there. Anyway, congratulations to both of them. If they're even in order, I don't know. They're not getting married yet. Sources are saying they're planning on having a life like other people. It's weird. Big story. So that's that for your early trash. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
I have a back-to-school story. I have an arrest made on a criminal from a story I told you about. Mm-hmm. And more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.